let's bring in the man, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. How are you, Marshall?
I'm fine. It is 50-some degrees. We had off and on kind of heavy showers into the night. It looks like we'll get some more showers today.
A little bit of, very, very light spotty rain or drizzle. That should be about it. I think most of the significant rain will stay offshore today. But some light rain and drizzle may come back tonight and be with us on Friday. Highs today, 55 to 60, which is where we basically have been. Spotty drizzle tonight, upper 30s, not a night that Marshall's going to like. And then tomorrow, only 45 to 50 with some rain. But you have sunshine Saturday, 50 to 55. It'll cloud up on Sunday. And showers could return late in the day. Highs in the mid-50s. And showers will give way to blustery and colder weather Monday.
Blustery and colder on Monday. What type of cold?
40s on Monday.
All right, so not that bad.
No, it'd be blustery, though. The wind will really be cranking, so 40s will feel like 20s.
Well, that'll be bad.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, by that time, it's already mid-November.
Yeah, you're right. We've had people going out golfing all last week.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, it's been beautiful. There's no doubt about it. So, why not take advantage? Enjoy it. I was tempted. I know you're going to laugh. I was tempted to put up my Christmas lights.
You should have.
A little too early. There are people in this area, as nutsy as I think it is, that already have their homes decorated for Christmas. I just think by the time Christmas comes, you're going to be tired of it.
Yeah, I think if it's nice weather, you can put your Christmas lights up because they're
not on.
Don't
put them on.
And people don't put them on. Because like I just changed all my cameras, my bear cameras around the house. I changed all of them. And I move them from outside to inside in the wintertime and looking out attached to the house. So they're easier to change and the batteries don't get abused as much as they do, even though they're indoor-outdoor cameras. When they're outdoors in the wintertime and you get sleet and freezing rain, you just never know how they're going to react. So okay. So I took the good weather to move them around already. So, but if you're going to put up Christmas decorations, why not put them up where you're comfortable, for gosh sakes?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I wasn't going to light them, as you know that, and I wouldn't bring the figures out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have the snowflakes that go down on the columns of the front of the house that light up, you know, but I was going to put those out. I was going to try to put the lights around the bushes. You know, I mean, just get that stuff done so that when it gets real cold, you're not outside freezing and then you try to hurry the job and it suffers because of it. But there is going to be more mild weather on tap, so I'm not worried.
All right. When are we going to get a dose of reality and get into the winter frame of mind, do you think?
I definitely think next week will be more wintry. I don't think we'll see much in the way of snow, but it's certainly going to be colder, you know, and it'll definitely feel more like it should be because the last week or so, it's been bizarre, really bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, to get a string of days where you're at 70 degrees, like 4 or 5 days in a row in the middle of November.
Yeah.
I mean, holy smokes.
It's unprecedented, right? Yep. It sure is.
Oh, well.
But in the meantime, that was it. You know, busy day yesterday, at least, you know, no major equipment problems. But, you know, just getting the forecast done and out and all of that stuff. We're just moving right along here. I can't believe that 2 weeks from today is Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving at home.
Yeah, I still don't know what is going to be with me, but I'm thinking more and more and more that my sister, who does Christmas Eve, will not be doing it this year. She feels that given what it is right now and that it could be worse after Thanksgiving, she may not want to opt to go with it.
Well, also, I mean, didn't the governor issue guidelines that even if it's a private family event, no more than 10 people?
Yeah, they did. But now let me ask you, how do they police that?
Well, you don't. I guess you rely on somebody to snitch.
Right. Otherwise, you can't police that.
No,
and I know there was someone who said to me, this was yesterday, where does a government come off to tell me how many people I could have in my house? I said, they're not telling you. They are suggesting no more than 10 people. I said, all they are trying to do is keep everybody healthy. I said, a lot of you people who are completely, you know, I went off on my whole bin, but a lot of these people who completely dismiss this is, no big deal. Yeah, take a look. Last night there was, what was it called? I think it was called Chicago Med. And they had a case on there with a gentleman who had COVID. And they had to put him on a ventilator. And they tried everything they possibly could. And they were not going to survive him. And they had to tell his wife, you know. And she said, well, can I at least come up there and hold his hand? They said, no, you can't. So they did a FaceTime. And he was able to make a little bit of emotion before he passed away. But they were married for 40 years. Right. I mean, and you have to see, you know, what this poor man went through. So maybe that's what's got to hit home here. This is very serious stuff. And I don't like the way things are going, either in Connecticut, New Jersey, or New York. The three states that were doing so well through the summer are now going downhill.
Well, that's because there's lots of people traveling, lots of people getting together. I mean, it's, you know, it's just, you try to explain to people that you're protecting other people, not necessarily yourself. You're protecting other people. And just be happy with that and take that into account.
I totally agree with you because it's not a pretty thing. I mean, let's face it. Of the people who get COVID, I believe 98 or 99% of them survive, you know, and get through it. But of the 1 or 2% that don't, it is hell. Absolutely hell. And we don't want to be a part of that. We just really don't. So, folks, keep your immune system up. Make sure you take your vitamin D and your other vitamins, whatever you have to take. And observe all the rules that the CDC has been talking about. And we should be fine. Wouldn't it be nice if we could reverse this whole thing by Christmas?
It's too late for that. It's too late for that. What we have to look for is the first quarter of the year, January, February, and March, to start to bring it down. I mean, really, it's the die is pretty much cast. People have made their, the interesting thing is there's still hockey tournaments going on for youth. There's colleges for youth. Look at Marist College. They're having another huge outbreak here in Marist, and they've put everything on pause. I mean, the problem is that, once again, people don't know that they're walking around with it. The problem is that if you get a test and it says you're okay, 2 days later, if you go someplace and then you go someplace else, how can you know? You don't know whether that test is still valid. There's positive negatives. There's negative positives. I mean, there's just no way to know if you're carrying it to other people or not right now. Not any terrific way anyways, and that's what makes it so hard.
I agree with you, and you're right, because what may be insignificant to you if you're a carrier could mean a tremendous impact to the elderly or someone who's compromised.
And the vaccine, which is going to be approved and set out there, there's just to do the United States, everybody would need two shots. You would need almost 700 million doses. Now take that worldwide, how many doses you need. So you just know that the vaccine, till it gets out and gets approved and gets it, even if it's approved tomorrow, it's not going to get out to the general population till late February at the earliest.
Earliest. Fauci was saying the end of April.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's, I mean, the numbers that they have to produce, and even though there's a bunch of companies that would get, still, when you have to produce on a regular basis, just for the United States, 600 million tests, so everybody could be tested twice. Just take a look at the rest of the world. How many billions of tests do you need? I mean, it's just, the numbers are astronomical when you look at it.
Really?
Pretty amazing. Well, I hate to be so depressing, but what the heck? It's early in the morning. We have the rest of the day to get over it.
Right, and the weather's not going to help.
No, it's going to be dreary.
That's
it. Dreary. Not bad weather, but dreary weather.
Right.
And it's even going to be dreary in the weekend, right?
Saturday's fine.
Oh, Saturday's fine?
Right. Yeah, and then we cloud up on Sunday. But it's not going to be a trouble weekend. I mean, definitely Saturday the better of the 2 days.
All right. Well, Pat, I want you to get those lights up because I want to see pictures of the choir boys this year.
Oh, the choir girls.
Choir girls. I want to see pictures of them.
Okay.
Out there lit up in style.
I don't know about style, but they're lit up.
Well, they look good from far away.
Yeah, definitely.
The closer you get, the more you see the age.
Right.
All right, Pat, I want you to have a good day. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, you too, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center checking that tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.